Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Planet Ain't Nothing podcast. This is a place where we play and talk about the music. This is the Daniel A. Nelson podcast, and we welcome everybody. Tonight, I am so excited to have my friend, Miss Ruthie Carr. Say hello to my audience.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for taking time out to be on my show. Really do appreciate it. Met about 2 years now.
Yes, time flies. It's been about 2 years, huh?
It's 2 years. But tonight, really dig deep into their musical journey.
Take you way back.
Yeah, take me way back.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. How long did you live there before you moved out to California?
Oh, I lived there all my life, basically. I've been out. This is my second move out here. So I've been here 10 years, going on 11. Okay. First time I came out, I lived in Hesperia for about 7 years.
Oh, okay. Then,
yeah. So I'm here to stay this time, though.
Oh, that's cool. All right. I want to know, how did you get into the music? What picture in the music business? How did that all start?
I think it was, I was around 13, and I really didn't know I could sing. I sang with the radio like everybody else. And there was this girl that liked my older brother, and she was trying to be in a band. So she was trying to be my friend because she liked my brother. So I was kind of hanging out with her, and I went to a rehearsal with her. And they were practicing a song, and she couldn't get the song for some reason. And, you know, like me singing with the radio and everything, I knew the song. So one of the guitar player in the band asked me, say, Ruthie, do you know this song? You could sing the part for her. And I don't know till today where it came from. I just started wailing and started singing. And that was my first, that was it.
Oh,
and then we became a little duo, and then that broke up, and I just kept going.
So now, did you ever gig with the little duo that you guys had?
I think we only had one little gig.
And okay.
That was it. And then I stayed with the band for a while, and then I just kept going. I kept moving on to bigger and better things.
Okay. Now, did you have any vocal lessons as far as singing?
No, only from like music classes in school and what I taught myself. Because when I first started out singing for a long time, I used to sing. I sing very, I have a strong, loud voice, and I wasn't breathing right, so I would get hoarse a lot. So I forget where I heard it at, that you breathe, if you breathe from your stomach and breathe out from your stomach and sing, that you would avoid getting the hoarseness. And I started just doing it on my own, and I didn't get hoarse anymore.
Oh.
So I kind of like taught myself.
Oh, that's cool. Now, so you kind of study, you know, just regular school music classes and things of that nature, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was singing while I was in high school, like singing in clubs at night and going to school in the morning, like in my 11th and 12th year.
Yeah.
So actually I had sang for, you know, like we did always did the talent shows. They were very popular back in the day.
Right.
And so everyone in the school knew I sang. So they asked me to sing for my graduation. It was a Carpenter song, We've Only Just Begun.
Okay.
So that was, I had to sing the song, get my diploma before everybody because the band was waiting outside the hall. They were all in the car waiting for me to go to a gig.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was my graduation day.
Oh, man. You went to, what high school did you go to?
It was called Gladstone High School. It doesn't exist anymore in Pittsburgh.
Okay. And then you did out in the Victorville Community College, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you study there?
Medical office management.
Okay. That's cool. Now, let me ask you this. First major gig with the band after high school. I know you said you stayed with that particular band. Is that the band that you travel with as far as like different states
well,
and stuff?
That band, it was a very popular band in Pittsburgh. I was with the guitar player. His name is Larry McGee. He had like a single in Pittsburgh. He was doing really good. And so I worked with that band for a while. And they had like this big talent show, all city like talent show, which I actually won. I was in a band with the high school. We represented the high school for all city talent show also. Uh-huh. And we actually won that. And it was like me and two guys in the background. And we had like a three-piece band, the guitar, bass, and drummer. And okay. We actually won that talent show. It was a big thing. It was crazy. And then the group that I was with on my graduation day, that band, they had like an all-city talent show. Like, you know, all the groups in the city that were working and everything. And if you were to win that show, there was like a trip to California and some other little things that you win. So we practiced really hard for that, and then we did a really good show. And the stage was, this is crazy, because the stage was up really high, and it was jam-packed, crowded. And I don't know what happened. The guitar player, he must have had anxiety, stressed out or whatever, but he fell off the stage. He like blacked out and fell off the stage. And it was like the end of the show, though, but we had practically did the whole show. But I don't know why we won, but we won. But it didn't turn out to be the greatest trip to California. You know, we got out here and nothing turned out to be what they said it was going to be. We actually went around to some clubs and sat in and stuff like that. But it didn't turn out to be what we expected it to be. But that was actually my first trip to California.
Okay.
So all of that.
Yeah.
So after I left that band, there was a couple of bands that I was in. You know, that led me up to the band, the Shaker. The band was called Shaker, which I was with for, I guess we were together for almost 20 years.
Wow.
It was a long time. We were together 15, 20 years. It was a long time. I mean, we had some members that, the actual bass player that was in the All City Talent Show with me for school, he was in that band, and he was from my neighborhood. So he was with us for a long time. That band was the band that we played for Peaches and Herb for 2 years. So that gave us a lot of travel. I traveled a lot even before we got with Peaches and Herb. We did the DOD tour, like the Department of Defense. So we went around like to Germany and Puerto Rico, the bases, like the, you know, played for the servicemen.
Yeah.
So we did that. So I got to travel and do that. And then when we got with Peaches and Herb, we did some of that. And then we did some other private things that Peaches and Herb had, some shows for them. So it was pretty cool.
You know what? Not the bar. Because you got to stay together 20 years. Original members that stayed together?
Pardon?
For 20? Was it all members that stayed for the whole 20 years?
For basically I would say over 12 years, it was the same members. And I think the first member to leave was the piano player.
How did you guys get that loyalty? I mean, because, you know.
Say that again?
How did you guys have to in day and age? There are a lot of people included. The band.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. We did. We stayed together a long time. Basically the same members.
So what caused that loyalty? I mean, how did you guys come up with that? Did you just agree that, hey, we will not gig outside in the other band and we'll just wait whatever we have going on?
If nobody, when we booked the gigs, it was can everybody make it? Yes. And then the gig got booked. It was like, I never, ever missed a gig. The only time that I missed a gig, Ala, was when I got pregnant with my son, who is Kenny, that you're working with, the drummer.
Yeah, yeah.
When I got pregnant, I tried to perform as long as I could. And I think it was like, I was almost 6 months. And it got so bad that when we started playing, he would jump around so much in my stomach that it hurt so bad I couldn't do it anymore.
Playing drums.
I guess.
Well, you know, or, like I said, I had to ask that question because, you know, I think about all the older bands, and I know they went through certain changes, you know, like the Ohio Players, you know, they switched out people in the early stage, but Earth, Wind & Fire, those type of people, how they just stayed together. And I want to kind of get from you. Now, did your band...
We were basically a family. You know, we did everything together. We, you know, we partied together, like family functions. Everybody was there. It was just a tight-knit band. And, you know, we stayed together until the piano player left. And it was like kind of a little issue with him. He was kind of like all the other guys got girls and he didn't. So when he did meet a girl that he liked, they didn't like her. And it kind of caused a situation.
Yeah.
And I think that's what motivated him to leave was, okay, you know, he didn't like that they didn't like her. So it kind of like escalated, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's interesting. And write any original material?
Yes, and also- we did. We had actually recorded an album. We had a release that was playing, which was a song that was by Quincy Jones, one of his songs that he had that we got from Peaches and Herb's manager. That kind of like was where it came from. They picked the song, and Herb from Peaches and Herb actually produced the album. And okay. So the song that was released was it was called Give Me Love, and it was playing in Pittsburgh. It did really good too. Give Me Love.
And technology, we can probably find
it's on YouTube, and there is the band is on YouTube. They finally got something on there. Give Me Love is sung by the guitar player.
Okay.
And the flip side was an original written by the bass player in the band, and I sang that.
Okay. And will it be under your band also?
The record is on YouTube. You can pull it up on YouTube. The song is called Give Me Love by Shaker.
Okay. Give Me Love by Shaker.
The flip side is called Since We're Not Together.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. All right. So, and now, do you write specifically?
No, I didn't. It was like, I felt like in the beginning when I was younger, I had some sort of gift, but I couldn't get it out. You know how like you dream songs and stuff like that? I had that, but it went away. I had a gift of ad-lib. So when I would sing, I had that gift where I would do my own thing. So.
Okay. Think that you can and start writing? Do you think you ever want to do something like that?
No, I feel like I lost that, and the singing, because my mother, she told me a long time ago, she said, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And I feel like I've kind of lost it because I don't sing anymore.
So let me ask you this. I took a songwriting class college 20 years ago.
I know, isn't that crazy how you say, yeah, 40 years is like, yeah, when you hear it, it sounds so long ago, but
you're right, it does, because you know, I'm not really good with lyrics, but I have, if you read or different things like that, or even just look at life, you can always write a story. And I know the music that's being produced now, I mean, I embrace it, don't get me wrong, but, you know, again, 20, 21 years ago, it was, you know, there's the A section to the song, B section to the song, and sometimes a C section, then there are times, how do you feel about the new music that's being released today? What's your take on it?
To be honest with you, I don't listen to it. And when I do hear it, I turn it off. So that, what's that tell you? I'm not so impressed by it. You know, I mean, there are some artists that I really do like Bruno Mars. He's like he's the old school. He has that old school vibe to him. Talent. Yeah, there are some people that has that natural old school talent. You know, so that, yeah, I do embrace, but some of the other stuff, I can't even listen to it. I have to turn it off. Right. I'm not a rap fan at all. Some rap I can listen to, but most of it, the heavy stuff, no, I can't. And I really believe it's a generational thing. You know, it could be.
Yeah. Well, and the reason why I ask that, because I know that even now, you know, with the two bands I play with and the style of music, the Forward Motion band I play with, we do a lot of pop and things like that, and that's good. I know we do a lot of old school funk, a lot of fire and, you know, the Ohio Players, that type of stuff. And that's, I really love that style of music. And I guess what I wanted to ask you was this. If you had a chance to, I know you say you don't write anymore, but if you had a chance to write something, what would be your style? Would it be rhythm and blues, or would you try to earn style of music? Would it be country?
Well, it wouldn't be country. I mean, although there's some country bands that I do like, some music that I do like, but it would be R&B based. It would definitely be that.
So, name a couple of artists that is good. You know, I mean, I like Rolls. I mean, I like a lot of that stuff that they, but I also love some Parliament, you know, some Bootsy Collins, so some James Brown. So give me some artists that RG.
I like those artists, but the one that I was just so infatuated with, and I still am, is Chaka Khan. I don't think anybody can out-sing her. She's like the best.
Yeah.
When I was out there, I did do all of Whitney Houston songs.
Okay.
And it's really weird too, because I didn't do, I think I did one Aretha Franklin song. So I wasn't like a big fan of hers. I did like some of her stuff, but it was, and then there was Tina Marie. I like her now, and I don't know why I didn't really do her stuff back in the day.
Right.
Because we didn't play her stuff. And Men Condition, I listen to them now and I'm like, oh my God, they flipped me out. And I'm like, why didn't we play their stuff? You know, it's weird.
Y'all, go ahead.
No, I was just like, now, and you know, when I listen to some artists that back in the day, they were out there playing, but you know, there was a lot of them that we didn't do, and I was wondering, why didn't we do them? You know, this is like awesome. You know, I was just like infatuated with Men Condition for a while. Yeah. And it was nice, and we never did any of their songs.
As you said, I think there are times where I fall in the same category. There are times where I will revisit some stuff, and it's like, you know, it's like man, like before. I don't know that, but I saw you guys doing What's the song? Oh my God, I can't think of the song now. I Want Her.
Oh yeah, we did that song.
Yeah. Songs like that.
Well, we were basically picking songs that would get people on the dance floor.
Okay.
So that was our objective. The songs that we played, we always wanted them to be the ones that were out there that people would dance to.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was our thinking. Because, I mean, there were some that we did that didn't get them on the dance floor. And we didn't play them that long. You know, if they didn't work, we didn't keep them.
All right. So you, one person that picked all the songs and you guys just fell in line? Or did you guys kind of discuss things at rehearsals?
Well, it was like a joint thing. Like, whatever, if there was something I wanted to do, I would bring it to the table. And everybody had their pick of songs. So when we went to rehearsal, we did the songs that we wanted to do. We, you know, we had so many that we were going to learn this many this week. So, you know, we would have rehearsal and learn the songs. Like, even now, we had good musicians, but like the band that you're in, how you guys can just go and listen to songs and play them that night, we weren't that kind of a band. We had to rehearse our songs.
You know. Well, thank you so much.
I give y'all props for that. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I was going to ask you this. What makes a great hit? Because we mentioned some old school music versus the new school. And I, like I said, I embrace all of it. There's some of it that I can't get with, in all honesty. But
you can't understand how is this a hit. There's some of those. There's always been those.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day till now, there's always songs you hear and you'd be like, how is this song a hit? I don't know. You can't explain it. But there are songs that you hear and you say to yourself, I know in the recording studio when they were playing that song back, they knew that was going to be a hit. When you hear certain songs,
right,
the first time you hear it and you completely love it, you know that when they were playing it, that was a hit. They knew it.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, songs that you just write and no one can tell you any different. You know, and that's my question to you. You know, in your summation, what makes a great hit to you?
It's how it makes you feel. Like when you hear it, it gives you that feeling like, wow, you know, it makes you just feel. Music is something that makes you happy. You know, I mean, there are songs that make you sad. Like, I have a really funny story if you want to hear it. There was a song by Jeffrey Osborne. Where Did We Go Wrong?
Yeah.
Remember that song?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was out of town playing somewhere, and I befriended this female. And I think we were there for a week, and it might have been like a Sheraton or something like that, or Holiday Inn, one of them places.
Yeah.
And I think it was like towards the end of the week, she came up to my room, and it was during the break. And I just like turned on my tape recorder and Jeffrey Osborne was playing and that song was playing and she sat down and started crying her eyes out. I mean, she was just bawling, like crying so hard, you know. It was like that song like meant something to her. And then when the song was over, she said, play it again. I said, no, I'm not playing that song again. No way.
Oh man, you know, it's funny you said that because and we're talking of music and how strong it is. Even if you take the lyrics, there's sometimes where the saxophone or the piano instrument that's leading the band can really just set you in a mood. Would you agree with me on that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like Anita Baker.
Oh, I love Anita. I love Anita Baker. I think she's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Let you go. But I'm so grateful that some time out busy schedule just to talk to my audience about your musical journey. My last question to you is this: what advice would you give who's trying to get into business or that's in the business? What advice could you give?
Well, it's the advice that everybody gives: don't give up. Keep going. If you got to drive, you have to push. Get out there. That's what I did. Yeah. I loved it so much. If I was in a band that didn't work, I created my own band one time, and that's actually how I met the band Shaker. I was in my own band that I put together, and I was playing in an area downtown where they had a couple of bars, clubs down there, and they were playing over not far, and they came over and saw me, and they asked me to come over and see them, and that's how we hooked up. So, it's like you never give up. It's like there was a time when I wasn't with anybody. I wanted to sing. I went down. I looked in the phone book. And I looked for like agencies, and there was an agency, down in downtown Pittsburgh. I went down there, and the guy said, "Well, sing me a song." And I sang right there in the office. And he said, "Well, I got this show group that needs a singer," and I was with a show group for a couple of years, singing behind. Her name was Gail Saunders. And there was two girls in the background, and she did like everything, like show tunes and the current music, stuff like that. And there were like wardrobe changes and stuff like that. She had a really nice thing going on. And that's how I got with that. I just never, you got to have that drive. You can't sit around and wait for it to come to you. Get out there and get it, if you really, really love it.
Okay. Well, the spot, got to do a song together, and I needed over the air.
God. I told you, I don't sing anymore.
Oh, we can't do a song together? Let's do a cover tune. And you know what we're talking about? We had this decision off the air.
What song?
The Roy song.
Oh, okay. I could give that one a shot. I'm sorry?
The cover of Rolls Royce.
Wishing on the star.
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay. I appreciate
that.
You giving me something easy.
Yeah. I'm gonna work on that. I'm gonna build the music up, and then I'm sending you some stuff, and then we gonna go ahead and release that bad boy.
All right.
Ruth, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for time out to just let me pick your brain and just talk to my audience. I appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of the
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Daniel. I loved it. It was great.
All right.
I really liked it.
You take care of yourself now.
All right. You too.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.